Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Unless you guys were really paying attention, you probably don't know that the Super Bowl is this Sunday.
It is?
Yeah, it could have flown right by you if you weren't paying really close attention and you're not a sports fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably missed that the Super Bowl is this weekend.
Or that, you know, Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And she may be traveling 13 hours from Tokyo to make it to Vegas in time to see the big game.
Hasn't been talked about a lot.
May, she is.
She'll be there.
She will be going from the stage to the private airport directly into the arms of Travis Kelce.
All right, we have Kristen's hot guy fantasy football team coming up here in just a second. But before we even get into that, first of all, you know that Madden, the game, always simulates the Super Bowl to see who is going to win. and usually they do really well. They were doing really well for like 20 years. The last 3 years, they got it wrong. But this year, they are saying the Chiefs are going to win this thing.
Yes.
30-28.
Oh, it's going to be tight.
Yes.
Like the tight end.
I knew there was a follow-up coming on that.
It really wasn't until you looked at me and I felt like I had to come up with something.
I just figured it was coming.
Yeah.
As a sports fan, I am really looking forward to this game because I think they're really evenly matched. And I think like the last 4 minutes of the game are going to be great. I don't think one team is going to blow out the other. I think Monday when we come in here, you're going to say, even if I'm not a football fan, oh, my God, what a great game that was.
Oh, my God, how amazing Taylor Swift looked.
She looked so cute. And when they were hugging on the field, it was so romantic.
Oh, my God, what an amazing job. Usher dead.
All those things are going to happen. And also $1.45 billion in chicken wings are going to be eaten on Sunday.
Nice.
Bad day to be a chicken wing.
It is a really bad day to be a chicken wing. All right, Kristen, it is time.
Here it is, our hot guy Super Bowl lineup.
Kid warning.
Major.
Kid warning. Now, this is a little bit more toned down than the one that you cut for bonus content, correct?
Correct. And my radar is off as what is appropriate or inappropriate because I have recorded not safe for work pickup lines, and you're going to get those bad boys come Monday when we drop our brand new bonus BS. So we've already cut that because, you know, it's going to drop on Monday.
Those are NC-17.
Oh, yeah, they are.
These are not.
Yes. Those were like... They were R-rated. They were X-rated.
Yeah,
I was feeling
there.
Some type of way after that one.
And I like to make really awkward eye contact with people when I'm doing the pickup lines. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that.
I thought you were trying to pick me up at one moment. I was like, Kristen, does Bart know about this?
All right,
now, these are sexual in nature. So if you're cruising around with kids in the car, this is your warning right here. Now, do you want the bed underneath you or you just want to
be a close? Let's play it the whole time, Katie. So my hot guy Super Bowl lineup. I got to give props to Tara and Brian Ball. I follow them at Tara Blair Ball on Instagram. And her whole shtick is she does pickup lines to make her husband uncomfortable. And they are beautiful.
This is the video that I pointed out the other day to you. That,
yes.
And you're like, that's them.
That's them. That's where I got all these.
So she says to him, they're driving. they're driving in the car. And she says to her husband, hey, will you turn my seat warmer on? And he's kind of confused. And he goes, yeah, sure. Why? And she says, because I'm heating up your dinner. Yes!
Iconic.
So that's what we're going for here. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh, she's standing up.
And again, these aren't based on like statistics. These are just based on the guys playing in the game that you think are the hottest.
Correct. These are just the hot guys here. And by the way, 49ers are stacked. No shade to the Chiefs, but 49ers have like quite a few hot dudes on that roster.
That McCaffrey dude, even as a heterosexual male, I can look at that dude and go, all right, if they put a gun to my head, he's the dude.
It's not even fair. Like, they have Christian
McCaffrey, yeah.
And the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes with the Muppet Boys.
That's not a fair comparison.
Not sexy. And I threw the two quarterbacks a bone. It's weird not to have them in the hot guy lineup, but let's be honest, Brock Purdy and Patrick Mahomes are not hot. They're cute, but they're not hot.
You don't think Purdy is Purdy?
No, I beg to differ. Brock Purdy is so handsome.
He's a good-looking dude.
He's cute. I don't think he's hot.
He's a handsome boy.
All right, here we go. Are we ready?
All right, we're getting ready to soothe the pigs. We have two pigs in here today on a cam also, and Kristen is very nervous that they're going to be upset because she gets loud.
Here we go. At tight end, there are plenty of fish in the sea, but I hope I'm the only one you want to take back home and mount. From the Chiefs, Travis Kelce.
Okay. We're starting hot. Ooh. By the way, pigs don't even care.
No, they're unfazed.
Unfazed. Sleeping.
On defense, can I be like your glasses and sit on your face? From the 49ers, Nick Bosa. I get so lightheaded when I do this.
I try to ad-lib in between just so you can get your breath because I can almost see the room turning green like when you're about to like pass out.
I see the stars.
Yeah.
I see the stars.
Nick Bosa has the largest thighs I have ever seen on a man.
That is a beautiful man.
Do you know that there was a running back in the day? I'm still buying time for you. This guy named Earl Campbell who had 32-inch thighs. 32-inch thighs.
I'm Googling
his quads
this man.
Were 32 inches.
He could crush a watermelon.
Yes, I guess he could.
He could rush on an else.
Okay, I do think I'm making them fart because I can smell the piggy farts. Here we go.
That might be coming out of your butt.
At wide receiver, I'm like a wrench. Every time you think about me, your nuts tighten. From the 49ers, Emmanuel Sanders.
Okay, confirmed. Earl Campbell has the largest thighs I've ever seen. Earl Campbell and then Nick Bosa.
It's crazy, right?
So crazy.
Oh, and this one's specially just for Cassie. That running back, are you Draco Malfoy because you look like you slither in? From the 49ers, Christian McCaffrey!
If you know, you know, Harry Potter fans.
Oh, yeah. All you Jermaine fanfic lovers.
Here we go. That running back, if I was your favorite Starbucks drink, how many pumps would you give me? Isaiah Pacheco!
At least four.
Kid's here.
Yep, Cassie's kid is here.
All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, we got three more to go. At linebacker, I've had a really rough day today. Can I use your emotional support, Snake? From the 49ers, Fred Warner! Okay.
These are all names that you will hear during the game because these are all like, they're starters.
Yes, they are.
And all I'm going to be thinking about is their snake slithering in.
Yep, and the emotional support snake. You are welcome. All right, two more to go. These are our quarterbacks. These are my pity picks. No, come on. That quarterback, can you treat me like a deep freezer and fill me full of meat?
Oh.
From the 49ers, Brock Purdy!
He is handsome.
He is a good-looking man.
He's a good-looking boy.
Yeah, I wish I was that ugly.
And the last one. That quarterback, hey, cowboy, can you ride me like a bull and see if I can get you off in 7 seconds? From the Chiefs, Patrick.
Well done, lady. Well done.
I can't breathe.
Water! We need water and oxygen.
Get the water boys in here.
Is that it?
That's it. That was it. That was the last one.
You feeling all hot and bothered now?
I've got nothing left in me. Now, those again, my radar was off. I pushed the envelope. Plus, Tommy's not here today, so I feel like I could get away with it. But the ones I do for the bonus content next week...
Way worse than not even close.
And again, thank you to Tara and Brian Ball on Instagram.
Get it. The Burt Show.